This is Catherine Giraudot with PodTech News. It's Thursday, July 27th. Intel Corporation showed off its new Core 2 Duo processors today at a press event at the company's Santa Clara headquarters. The Core 2 Duo chips will power desktop and laptop PCs and workstations for both consumer and business uses. Paul Otellini, Intel's president and CEO.
Our belief is this is not just incremental change in terms of the capability of this machine. It's a revolutionary leap. These kinds of leaps don't come on very often. And this is why Core has become the first new premium brand at Intel since we introduced the Pentium 13 years ago.
Intel says the new chips boast 40% higher performance and use 40% less power in laptops than the company's previous top performer, the Pentium. Otellini explained that the metrics used to measure processor performance used to be the clock speed.
But 5 years ago, we began a very large change at Intel, and for us it represents the biggest shift in the history of the microprocessor. We began moving beyond gigahertz in favor of lower power and more energy efficient computing.
He said the benchmark now is not just performance, but performance per watt. He talked about what's inside the Core 2 Duo.
If you look at the new Core 2 Duo microprocessor, there's 291 million transistors squeezed onto a die that is smaller than the fingernail of my small finger.
Finally, Otellini talked about advances in scale, how small the new chips are, how many can be manufactured, and how fast. Intel added 3 new factories and is adding one more before the end of the year. General Manager of Sales and Marketing Sean Maloney hosted demos comparing the Core 2 Duo with machines powered by Pentium. The audience highlight was Roulette and Jinx, professional women gamers with the gaming team The Frag Dolls, demonstrating the Core 2 Duo Extreme in action.
So frag and doll are not normally two words that go together, right?
No.
So tell us about the Frag Dolls.
The Frag Dolls, we're a group of girl gamers. There are 7 of us. We play games professionally. Ubisoft put us together, and we get to come and play the most kick-butt games and on the best hardware.
So did you say professional gamers?
Professional gamers.
So you get to spend your time playing games?
Yes, we do.
Okay, a lot of time. That sounds pretty good. So anyway, what do you think about the Core 2 Duo?
Well, so we were asked to try it out.
And I thought I'd get to that point.
Jinx just put together a new shuttle for gaming just a couple months ago, and she put I think it's 3.2 gigahertz Pentium 4 processor. It's a blazingly fast processor in it, and so we got to compare the two. And it's not just like the normal, like, okay, you can see the jump in performance. It's significantly different. Like, it is amazingly smooth. It's totally immersive because you're not worrying about the game jumping or stopping or having hitches. You can totally you feel like you're playing the Cyclops.
So you like the machine?
We're spoiled, actually.
We're spoiled, okay.
I think that we're going to be able to go back and find it normal.
Well, do you think we should let them keep it? Keep the machine. Okay, but you have, in order to keep it, I think you got to kill the bad dude, right?
Jinx,
can you get rid of this guy?
We've got Harper on the line, man. Let's do it. You take him out. All right. Okay, so there's a trap that she just released. And if he's dumb enough to go in there, which he's a big brute, so hopefully he's dumb enough.
Intel will need its high-octane new product to stay ahead of the game in the rapidly changing and expanding market for silicon chip technology. Reporting from Intel headquarters in Santa Clara, I'm Catherine Giraudot with PodTech News.
Well done. Thank you.
Good job.